me now. Come with me now.
RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host returns this week. He is... Ladies and gentlemen, he is that lovable luchador. He is El Vacant. And What? I can't even. Is that you, El Vegas? All I see is your eyes under that huge parka.
See, it's me.
Look, are you a little cold, are you?
I hate you.
apparently, it's
very cold.
We are in Minneapolis tonight, ladies and gentlemen, where Superstars will happen tomorrow night from the Target Center in Minneapolis. But yeah, it's a little nippy out, isn't it? Let's look at the thermostat.
It's negative 11 outside. It's almost negative 12.
No, it's just 11. It's on the
Celsius, idiot.
What?
Catch up to the rest of the world.
But it's warm here in the studio. I got the
air. No, it's not. The cold has gotten into my Mexican bones. I will never be warm again. I think the oil in the fryers froze in the truck. Like, have you ever seen boiling oil freeze?
No, I've never seen boiling oil. Oh, shoot. Well, all right. Well, I guess are you gonna do the show with your mouth covered?
You can see my face. You wouldn't want you not see my beautiful face.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But you know, we might have some hot cocoa in the over there.
I'll tell you what. You start getting the hot little redheads in here, I'll take off the parka. They'll warm me right up.
Oh, I'm sure. All right. But with that being said. Welcome, El Vegas. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Last week, we were in Milwaukee. It was a huge card. We had some contender matches, and we have some results from those contender matches. Therefore, we have some matches to talk about for next week's pay-per-view. Next Sunday, live from the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. I suppose I should check the 10-day forecast for you for Denver and see how nippy it's going to be. But that is where we will be next Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen, at the Pepsi Center in Denver for Jingle Hell Rock. So you might want to keep the oil warm, if possible, El Vacant, because I don't think it's going to get any better for you.
Because you hate me.
I wouldn't say I hate you.
You hate me. We've gone over this year after year. Who has final say over where we do our shows and when we do them? Who is it? It's not me. Who is it? Who do I think it is? Is it maybe some, I don't know, formerly blonde guy?
And I'm told that it is actually really warm in Denver right now.
What do we consider warm?
54 was warm, the high today, although the low was 33. But, you know...
54. Let me think about that a second. 54. So that's like 12.2, 12.3 Celsius, something like that. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not horrible. It's not good.
But at any rate, so I'm glad you could make it through the cold temperatures. We've got some stuff to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Jingle Hell Rock, as I said, next Sunday from the Pepsi Center in Denver. And the card is starting to take shape, and it's going to be an interesting night, to say the least. STB will defend the World Heavyweight Championship for the first time. He will defend that against Tigress. This is a very interesting matchup for the end-of-the-year pay-per-view, El Vacant. Tigress has been on a roll since returning from injury about a month ago, winning the extra points tournament, finishing at number one in the rankings, and she beat Hobo Ezekiel last week to get a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship against STB. He was STB, of course, very impressive in the win over Griffith at Black Friday, but... Tigress seems to be a woman on a mission. Your thoughts?
That is true. Tigress does appear to be on a mission. She's gotten close before, but never really managed to capture that. And, you know, look, I think this might be her best opportunity.
I think so. I mean, she has certainly been a woman on a mission since returning. She has made a statement winning that extra points tournament, certainly, and almost going undefeated in the period. So SCB, I think, has his work cut out for him at Jingle Hell Rock. Also, we have Mithras will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against the revitalized D's. Since Tigress's return, D's has also been making a lot of noise. It seemed like he was not the same with her on the injury report, but when she returned, he seemed to get a lot of motivation. He takes on Mithras for the Platinum Dragon Championship. It's not the first time these two have faced on pay-per-view for a major title. Who do you like here?
Look, past is present, history is prelude, right? I think Deez, even as motivated as he is, I don't see him taking this title from Mithras.
Well, it should be an interesting match. He's definitely got something to play for. Chris Cage, the Unsettled One, takes on the Paragon of Greatness for the national title. It's been a while since we've seen Paragon in a title match on pay-per-view, and we know what he's been going through as of late in the recent months. Is this the revitalization of the Paragon of Greatness at Jingle Hell Rock?
I'm sorry, I was trying to huddle in here to get a little more warmth. I did not hear you.
Paragon of Greatness, the Unsettled Chris Cage, national championship at Jingle Hell Rock. Your thoughts on
that? Normally, if this were a year ago, I'd have been like, oh, this is Paragon's match all day long. But I don't know. He seems to be in a bit of a rut. And Chris seems to be on a really hot streak. I think I got to go with Chris.
You got to go with Chris. Yeah, I agree. Chris has had a stranglehold on that national title for several months now. But Paragon, we know what he's capable of. We will see if indeed Paragon can go to Jingle Hell Rock and win the national championship. I believe that would be his third national title. I'd have to go look to make sure.
I believe you are correct.
FUBAR City Championship. This one, Paragon, by the way, defeating Money Sue in their contender match. D's defeated Luke Cage in his contender match. So there were some really good matchups last week on Superstars, including Nightcrawler taking on Miss Beauty Fatale. They had a barn burner of a match at Black Friday. The rematch did not go the same way as Miss B won at Black Friday, but she was unable to beat Nightcrawler. He now will challenge the Hawkster Bully for the FUBAR City Championship. And if you know anything about Nightcrawler, this is a title he loves, enjoys, has held before, and wants to get back. Who do you like between Hawkster and Nightcrawler?
It's really weird, right? Because they both seem to have this problem where they can get themselves into the spotlight and then not really pull the trigger once they get there. Like, so I think it's really going to be like who chokes more is going to lose. I don't even know where to go with it. If I had to place a bet, I guess I would place it on Hawkster.
Agreed. I don't know. I think NC definitely he has the advantage here. I think he prefers this type of environment to any other, and I think he tends to thrive. So we'll see. Hawkster versus Nightcrawler, FUBAR City Championship. We talked last week about the Triple Crown Championship and how the greater good has had a hold on that title. Despite it changing hands at Black Friday, going from Luke Cage to Wildfire, it stayed in the greater good. The greater good for the better part of the last 4 months have been a part of the Triple Crown Championship, whether it be the holder. There have been two members of the greater good going against another person, and this one is going to be no different as Wildfire will have Starlight in there, fellow member of the greater good, and their opponent will be Beast for the Triple Crown Championship. Two ladies against Beast. They're going to work together, just like it's proven the greater good will work together to keep that title one way or another. So how do you like Beast's chances here?
I don't. I really don't. I think you're right. I think the greater good is going to do what they do, and I think Beast is in a world of trouble.
I can't disagree. The greater good has proven over the last several months that this is that they intend on keeping that title at least amongst themselves. So we will see. Kane the Governor will defend the Multimedia Championship against Magnificent Michael. This is his first ever title match for Magnificent Michael in RAWF. But
really?
Kane the Governor, yes, first really ever.
First one.
I'm blonde. I can't. I forget things,
I think
but
right,
I would think I would remember
I can remember a couple times where he's had contender shots. But you're right. I don't think he's ever won the contender shots.
Well, I honestly, I don't even know if he's ever been in the top 25 before this past period. But so with that being said, Magnificent Michael will challenge Kane the Governor for the Multimedia Championship. What do you know about Magnificent Michael? Does he have the talent to pull it off against Kane the Governor?
Oh, absolutely. Look, Magnificent Michael is actually quite good in the ring. He's a bit inconsistent and not – you know, not the most entertaining guy in the ring, you know, like he's, you know, he's kind of a yeoman, you know, like he just goes in there and gets the work done, but he's not putting on a particularly great show. He's kind of like, who was that guy back in the indies? Lance Storm. Yeah, Lance Storm, that guy. He's kind of like our version of him. Like he goes in and he does it, you know, he has a really good network and he's, you know, if you like technical stuff, he's good to watch. But other than that, he's kind of boring. Which I think is one of his problems. But can he? Is he physically skilled enough to beat Kane? Absolutely. I mean, you may fall asleep and miss the count, but he could do it.
It makes for a very intriguing Multimedia Championship match, to say the least. Looking forward to that. Should be a hell of a match. We mentioned STB and Tigress fighting it off the world title in the main event, but they both also have... you can call facing these two as warm up matches, but they will both be competing for other championships against two of the RAWF's best. STB will challenge the Immortal Griffith or Supreme Fighter Championship, and of course we know what happened at Black Friday. And then of course Tigress will challenge Mithras for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship. So, so they both get early tests before their big match against each other at Jingle Hell Rock. How does these matches play into the main event, do you think?
Oh, I think they're going to play heavily. Look, if Tigress can actually take out Mithras, she's not going to be sweating, you know, simply the best. She's just not, right? I mean, let's be frank. She's Tigress. She's not going to be sweating anyone anyway, right? She's very confident. But, like, you know, that's going to be a huge morale boost. And, you know, and here's the thing. I think a lot of eyes are going to be on that match with STB and the Immortal Mouth over there. Because, you know, like you know, he had opinions about that title match that he lost. You know, he immediately called STB out, who, you know, refused the challenge, which, I mean, I guess personally I would think it's probably kind of smart. Like, don't accept the challenge from Griffith for the world title, because I'm pretty sure – in almost every instance where he's challenged for the title and someone said yes, he then won the title. So history says good call for him. Don't say yes to that. But that being said, look, we've met Griffith, right? We know who this guy is. If he goes in there and he just demolishes STB in that match, he's not going to let that lie. He's going to run that immortal mouth of his. He's going to make it very clear that this is that the other match was a fluke. He's going to get into STB's head, and then he's going to have to go defend that title with that in his head. And you have to ask yourself, can STB put that aside while facing someone as aggressive and, frankly, as good as Tigress, right? If he loses to the person who's saying he shouldn't be champ in the first place earlier in the same night, what is that going to do to his mentality in the main event? On the flip side of that, if he wins... if he beats him twice, right, two times in a row, takes two titles off of, you know, arguably the best champion we've ever seen in his company, right, on paper, then he goes in super confident, right? So I think those earlier matches are going to have a huge impact on the main event, and more so for STB, but also for Tigress.
And, of course, Mithras will have to defend at least hopefully four championships at Jingle Hell Rock. He's got to defend the Platinum against Deez, the Hatfield McCoy against Tigress. He will have to defend the Powerball against either RAWF Hall of Famer Dev or his tag team partner, the Hawkster Bully, as they, those two are in the finals of the current Powerball Contendership Tournament. And then, of course, we do not know as of yet who Mithras will defend the White Lightning Championship. But, you know, if history's if history's anything with Cougs, who is actually in this High Voltage Invitational, apparently she made some deal with the Maestro where she was allowed to go into the High Voltage Invitational this period. I could see him having to face the Cougar, potentially. So your thoughts on Mithras' chances of walking out there with walking out of Jingle Hell Rock with four championships?
Look, last time I said the chances were low and he made me a fool out of me. So he made a believer. I'm saying he's going in with four, coming out with four.
All right. Well, we find out at Jingle Hell Rock. And then also at Jingle Hell Rock, the first ever Candy Cane on a Pole Battle Invitational Battle Royal, ladies and gentlemen.
Does anyone know how that works?
Here's how it works.
That's a lot of candy canes.
It is a lot of candy canes, but here is how it works. It is, first of all, it's 5 days, 200% health, no bot, no defense, no DQ. The winner of the Battle Royal will receive 500 wrestler bucks, plus whoever eliminates Judgment, if he is eliminated, will get 100 wrestler bucks themselves. So here are the participants for the Battle Royal. Of course, as we mentioned, Judgment, because this is his thing. And he chose his opponents here. The Unsettled Chris Cage, Claymore, Sergeant Denzel, Raven the Enchanted, The Razor, Dr. Kent, STB, Miss Beauty Fatale, Joe Boo, Maeve O'Hare, Marcus Conan, Harold the Creep, Tigress, DW, and Hot Cheese. Those are the 16 participants in this RAWF Candy Cane on a Pole Invitational Battle Royal. 500 wrestler bucks on the line and 100,000 to the runner-up. 100,000 coins. Sorry. 100,000 coins to the runner-up.
Yeah, a little different.
That is much different. But those are the perfect. So out of all those names, because there were some big names, there's also some underdogs in there. El Vacant, who do you think will win the Candy Cane on a Pole Battle Royal?
Whoever didn't enter.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, fair enough.
Oh, God. Did you see what Immortal just said out there?
God, then an amendment.
Would that be an amendment? Oh,
okay.
I guess yes.
Oy vey. All right, but moving along, other potential matches at Jingle Hell Rock, if these tournaments end, let's take a look at the Biatch of the Month real quick to see who may challenge DW for the Estrogen Championship. Right now, as it stands, it is in the semifinals. Tigress has beaten DW to make it to the finals. We have Eva and Starlight vying for the other spot in the finals. Any of those three would be a hell of a challenger for DW, Diesel Warrior, don't you think, Elvegan?
Absolutely. I think no matter what, we're going to have a hell of a match.
Although Tigress, if she were to win it, that's three title matches for her at Jingle Hell Rock. Interesting. Tigress definitely choosing the right time to peak, if you will. All right, we will see what happens there, and let's take a look at the arsehole of the month. This one may not end before Jingle Hell Rock, because right now it's in round four, has not reached the quarterfinals. We are waiting on four matches before we can get into the quarterfinals. And if this tournament does not end by Jingle Hell Rock, then, of course, whoever wins it will receive a men's title shot at the next Superstars after Jingle Hell Rock, which, by the way, folks, mark your calendars. The weekend After Jingle Hell Rock, there will be no RAWF After Hours or RAWF Superstars. That is our downtime, if you will. We'll be taking that weekend, New Year's weekend, off. So y'all can relax, take a break, enjoy the New Year holiday. All right. So, real quick. All right. So, got a couple of GM reports here from Cougar. Nothing really to report. Still scoring anything goes matches and still waiting on one tournament. Due to technical issues, Beast from season will be moving on. Okay. Gotcha. And then from Unstoppabot, the tag report. Congratulations to the tag champ Swords and Scimitars, who successfully defended the tag team championship to retain the belts, which is, wow, wow. There's still a match ongoing in round three, so the tag's top five tag teams after two rounds are Dungeons and Dragons in first place, Paragon and Nox Boogie. In second place, Swords and Scimitars, Claymore and Teflon Sheik, the reigning champs. In third place, Desaad and the Sarge, Sergeant Denzel and Marky Desaad. In fourth place, the Opaque Brotherhood, Killer Neptune and Uncle Frank. And in fifth place, our Devils Rising, Kane the Governor and Kayla the Governess. Those are their top five teams after just two rounds. Still very early, but some names we haven't heard from there in Dungeons & Dragons and Opaque Brotherhood off to an early good start. And I was surprised to hear that Swords and Scimitars retained the titles, El Vacant, especially considering the one good thing I apparently did as the maestro in the month that I was gone, injuring the Teflon Sheik.
I was pretty surprised, yeah.
So,
and, you know, frankly, disheartened. I really wanted to see them both get what they deserve.
Yeah. Agreed, but unfortunately, karma doesn't always bite as
history.
Hard as it should. What's that?
Can't rewrite history.
Nope, certainly can't. All right, as we mentioned earlier, we are in Minneapolis tonight, tomorrow, in the Target Center. It will be RAW Superstars Live. Papa Shaker will defend his Superstars Championship against the Irish icon, Marcus Conan. That is your main event tomorrow in Minneapolis. So that should be a good one. Looking forward to that. Marcus Conan looking to win some RAWF gold. But so with that being said, also there is a challenge laid out for tomorrow. And I believe we have a Vokaroo from the reigning men's champion and member of the Greater Good, Denzel. Let's take a listen.
Good evening, RAWF. This is your men's champion, Sarge Denzel speaking. And I have something to say. Because a couple of weeks ago, I was a corner man for the Greater Good when they challenged for the tag titles. And I was involved in a physical altercation with a returning Jobu. This guy, I don't like this guy. I mean, who the hell do you think you are? You're trying to say that Luke Cage is in a wrong group? He is in a wrong faction with a Greater Good? You're trying to cause drama in our family. You wanted to cause something that I wouldn't like? Well, I'm gonna give you something. Because good soldiers don't start fights. We end fights. And because of that, I'm gonna challenge you next week, one-on-one, inside of steel cage. You better accept this and show up, you cupcake. Because I'm gonna show you why you just made a big mistake. I repeat, I'm gonna show you Why? You just made a big mistake.
Apparently, he wants to show Joe Boo why he made a big mistake, El Vacant. Denzel, not too happy with...
I want a cupcake.
We'll talk more about Joe Boo in just a moment. Yes, apparently he does, Joe Boo. Do you accept the challenge for next week at Jingle Hell Rock? He wants a steel cage match with you. Well, we'll see. Wait for Joe Boo's response. But speaking of Joe Boo, I'd like to take a moment here to let everybody know the Glitchies have returned in WU, the annual awards show. Apparently, Joe Boo is in charge of it. He's been posting the scene in the chat several times toward the show. Joe Boo, if you want to post that again for nominations for this year's Glitchy Awards. Looking forward to that. I always loved the Glitchies, and I'm glad it got brought back this year. So there is that. But again, there'll be more about Joe Boo in just a little bit too, because we got something else to mention about him. But it sounds like he's accepted Denzel's challenge, so I will sign it, seal it, and deliver it to you next week at Jingle Hell Rock. Denzel taking on Joe Boo.
So I'm really confused. What exactly is a cupcake cage match? Like, how does that work?
Cupcake, huh?
I don't know. He said cupcake cage match. I don't know. Like, what is that?
I don't know. I guess.
I mean, that's what I heard anyway. I mean, I don't know. He said cupcake. I kind of stopped listening after that because I really want a cupcake.
And you really want a cupcake? Wait,
I mean, come on. You don't want a cupcake? Like, if someone showed up with cupcakes right now, you wouldn't eat a cupcake?
Yep, there's a 24-hour bakery just a couple blocks down if you want to walk through the 11-degree weather.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Wait, we have interns for that. Send an intern.
I don't they all called in sick.
Of course they did, because it's, you know, negative 11 degrees out there.
But at any rate, see, by the way, folks, thank you for joining us tonight in the chat. I see a lot of names: Starlight, DW, Hobo, Joe Boo, Mark Caliber, Maeve O'Hare, Draven is out there. What's up, Draven Blackbird? We have a Draven Blackbird sighting. Papa Shaker, the Immortal Griffith. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for listening tonight. Feel free to call in. It is 646-478-0073 is the number. You can see that on the screen somewhere. Just saying. All right. Feel free to call in, folks, and talk about what you want to talk about here in RAWF. All right. So, apparently, Paragon's still having issues. So, let's see here. All right. Well, let's bring on our first caller then, shall we? Because I think... He has an issue right now. Not sure why, but I think he wanted to talk about a challenge tomorrow. Let's find out.
Immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is your reigning Supreme Fighter and Ultimate Gauntlet Champion. He is the Immortal Griffith. Griffith, good evening.
good evening, sir. Good evening. Hey, before we get started, I got to ask you a favor. I know normally we spend a little wheelie thingy, but, you know, I'm going to call in a favor. You know, let's call it, you know, VIP privilege here, shall we? Someone was running their mouth earlier, and he just bugs me a lot. So I kind of want to call my shot for this week. I know who I want to face tomorrow, if you'd be so kind to indulge me.
Okay, I can do that.
This little pissant nobody out here, I think, what does he call himself? Dark Stamper or Dark... The guy who thinks he's Sting. That's right. Yeah, Dark Stinger. Yeah, that's it. Him. Yeah, Lord Dark Stinger. Him. I want him.
All right. I'll go ahead and sign that.
He's just running his mouth. He's just running nonstop.
Yeah, I get that. We can do that.
Somebody needs to put him in his place. Might as well be me.
Why not? Let's see if he can talk. He does like to talk. There's no doubt about it. Doesn't always back it up, though. We'll see what happens tomorrow
ever?
Night.
He doesn't ever back it up.
Moving along. So you get
I have faced this man no fewer than 8,374 times. You know, in my history of my storied career, I'm fairly certain. I have never, I'm sorry, let me say it again, never lost to him. So, yeah, he's going to run his mouth. That's my new goal. You run your mouth, I smack you in it. That's just how it's going to go.
We'll see how that goes. All right. With that being said, let's talk about the match at Jingle Hell Rock against the man you faced at Black Friday, STB. This one, though, will be for the Supreme Fighter Championship. Motivation?
Oh, let's, you know, Vacant over here said it right. Look, you know, I'm going in there to prove a point, and I'm going to prove it in spades. And when I completely demolish him, and retain my title, I'm going to prove to not only him, but to the entire world that his victory over me last month was nothing more than a fluke. And his cowardly display last week, well, like 2 weeks ago, actually, technically, unfortunate, it was probably wise. Because he knows damn well if he faces me in the ring again for that title, I will be the 8-time world champion. So, STB, good luck against Tigress. I mean, I don't think you're going to beat her. In fact, I'm pretty sure you're not going to beat her. But I'll tell you what. I'm rooting for you, Sparky. I'm going to sit over here eating a little bit of popcorn, having a ringside beer, and I'm just going to cheer away for you. Not because I like you, not because I think you can win, but because in my heart, I really just want you to retain so that I can come and take what's mine from you directly.
All right. With that being said, I mean, I know it was a disappointment that he didn't accept your challenge. So, and you gotta take it out. With that being said, what are your plans for Christmas, Griffith?
Christmas. Let's see. I have some people that I spend most of the holidays with. I expect I'll spend it with them. Obviously I have to train because, you know, I do have a title match coming up, so I can't be too relaxed. But, I'm planning to
Yeah, yeah. Train and enjoy the holidays with friends.
All right. Well, then, good luck to you at Jingle Hell Rock against SCB, and good luck to you tomorrow against Lord Darkstinger.
Well, not that I'll need it, but thank you.
All right. All right. With that being said, Griffith, we'll talk to you next week.
Will do. And good night, all. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes. And El Vacant, what are your plans for Christmas, just out of curiosity, other than...
Oh, I have to go and see Abuela, because if I don't see Abuela for the holidays, I'm going to get disowned.
Yeah, that's true. You will. You're going to get disowned.
Oh, yeah, see.
And
you ever seen an angry Abuela? Let me tell you.
Well, not to mention, Elfie will probably shoot some arrows in your ass.
I mean, it's no. We wouldn't want to mar perfection. No, don't do that.
All right.
It's perfect.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he challenges the unsettled Chris Cage at Jingle Hell Rock for the national championship. He is.
Recognize that I am not alive. I can buy. In the hour class of time, I'm the chalk line, outline, everything is mine. From the bread to the earth to the shadows far behind, I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal, I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun, I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit, all the bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen, keep it G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it at hologram. Big dog way off the collar. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And then the maggot still sleep by the open wounds. Stress like a
maggot. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the paragon of greatness. Paragon, good evening, sir.
Good evening, L.A. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
I don't know about him, but I can.
All right. Well, despite my microphone's best efforts, I have made it to RAWF After Hours tonight.
Well, Paragon, we're glad to have you here in Minneapolis tonight. Well, hope it wasn't too cold for you. It's only 11 degrees out.
I currently... do reside in the Midwest, so I'm kind of used to the cold.
All right. Well, first of all, first things first, do you have an Ultimate Gauntlet GM report for us?
I do have an Ultimate Gauntlet GM report. The story of the last couple of weeks has been about one man, a good man, unfortunately, who we had last picked up where Dr. Kent had ended the run of Tiggs. However, his run had ended at one when Claymore defeated Dr. Kent. Claymore then went on to defeat Kane the Governor. He then went on to defeat the Moose. He then went on to defeat Mrs. Beauty Fatale. He then went on to a match, one match away from earning an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match. Aaron McFadden, the only man standing in the way of the good man. And Aaron McFadden succeeds in stopping the run of the good man. Now on a run. So, I mean, there is reason to celebrate, sir. Aaron McFadden now on his run with his second match with Necro G at the moment.
Phew. Dodged a bullet there. All right. Well, good luck to Aaron McFadden currently on the run in the Ultimate Gauntlet. Now we turn to Jingle Hell Rock next week, Paragon. It is you and the unsettled Chris Cage for a title I know you know very well, the national championship. Talk to me about facing Chris for that title.
I can tell you about Chris Cage because there's something that I think that I need to get off of my chest here. Not that long ago, I faced the unsettled Chris Cage in a title match featured on RAWF pay-per-view. And at the time, I had made a point to more or less ignore Chris here on the After Hours. And in fact, in the match, you can watch the match, I deftly handled my business. I retained the championship. I went about my business. I uncharacteristically had very little to say in the match, had very little to say in the post-match. And that's because Chris Cage, in so many ways, is the symbolic representation of everything that I am not. This guy that takes some sort of sick pride and glee in committing heinous acts and horrible atrocities on people. This guy that shouldn't be in a wrestling ring, he should be behind some sort of bars, is always bragging the horrible, terrible, torturous things that he does to people. And the fact that he doesn't give a damn what anybody thinks about him. At the time, I thought that the best approach was to not give this man a platform. Don't let this guy become bigger than what he needed to be. I very much live my life on a philosophy that ignorance deserves ignorance. However, I made a tactical mistake when I did this, because as it turns out, to this day, that moment really sticks with Chris Cage. I've heard it from his own mouth. The fact that I wouldn't give him the time of day, I wouldn't look in his direction, I wouldn't acknowledge his existence, it pissed him off so much that he has held on to that rage for months and months and months, looking for an opportunity to have a match with Paragon of Greatness and redeem himself from what he considers one of his greatest failures and one of his biggest humiliating moments. And here's the thing. Like dog shit getting stuck in the cracks of the bottom of your shoe, this guy just would not go away. Winning the national championship, holding on to the national championship, never fading out of the spotlight, just growing more attention to himself to a point where he has to be dealt with. Chris Cage has wanted my attention for months and months. It is finally the moment where I have kind of righted the ship after all of this time in a slump. I'm finally in a major title contention match. Things are starting to turn around for me. I'm starting to win matches. My confidence is back. I feel like Paragon of Greatness is finally back in RAWF. And this piece of shit needs to be scraped off of the shoe once and for all, because he's not going away, and I'm not going to let myself slide back into obscurity. He wanted my attention. He's got it right now.
Well, he certainly does. He'll have you at Jingle Hell Rock for the national championship on the line. And, I know this isn't, not your favorite time of year because of, you're kind of, because of Santa Claus and whatnot. But, this is at least something for you to take that holiday frustration out on, correct?
I mean, you're right. Chris Cage aside, this horrifying holiday demon is always going to create an unsettled, pardon the phrasing, a bit of an attitude for me during this time of year. Maybe it's the worst time for somebody that I really need to deal with to be getting into my face.
Indeed. So, with that being said, Paragon, any words for Chris Cage leading up to this match tonight, leading up to the match next week?
You know, other than calling him dog poopy.
It's a bit of advice for the future. It's not going to help him now. It's not going to save him in this instance. But when there's somebody like me, and I'm not going to say that it's only me, there are plenty of people that have the skill set to be as dominant in the ring as I have been in the history of this company. But when there is somebody like me that gives you an ass whipping and does not give you the time of day, don't make it a personal mission to get your revenge, because your story, your months-long story of building up this frustration, this anger, wanting your vengeance, it's going to end in a very, very sad conclusion for you, because you've spent all of this time frustrated, all of this time angry, trying to get your revenge, and at the end of the day, you're going to be destroyed again. And meanwhile, up until this moment, I hadn't given you a second thought. And I know I'm not typically the type of guy that tries to be, you know, the mean guy, as it were, in a situation. I'm always trying to give my best to people, trying to be nice, trying to put everybody else on the roster over. But somebody like Chris Cage and the things that he does really gets under your skin. And when you spend months trying to hype yourself up only to be disappointed, you're going to learn that you probably should have spent your time focusing on something that was more your level.
All right. Well, we will find out at Jingle Hell Rock if the Paragon of Greatness will be the next national champion. Let's find out who you face tomorrow on Superstars, because I have a feeling they're not going to have a good time of the day there from the sounds of it.
Oh, Paragon's in a mood, so...
All right, let's find
out
who. That could be interesting. He's out in the chat. He's been a target. He's been very vocal. He is Draven Blackbird. Is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars.
Hey, look at that. You get to try out the second craziest motherfucker in the company.
That's
an interesting comp, because, I don't know if I would necessarily call Draven the same kind of evil, but he is definitely the same kind of batshit crazy. So that should be a fun little warm-up and a way to kind of strategize around what I'm going to do to Chris Cage. I mean, all respect out there, Draven, though. Yeah, batshit crazy, I say with respect. You're a fun guy to watch, but you're going to get your ass kicked pretty hard tomorrow, so shrug.
Especially, what if he brings you pickle pudding?
Ew.
He'll still get his ass kicked, but then I will also enjoy some pickle pudding.
I don't even want to think about that. That's...
All righty. That is your opponent. That should be a fun match to watch. Draven Blackbird to take on the Paragon of Greatness tomorrow on Superstars. All right. We're going to take a quick song break. Paragon, was there anything else you needed to cover? Anything else you wanted to discuss?
No, I'm good. You know, I'm a little bit heated, but my technical issues kind of threw me off my game. I'm going by the seat of my pants today. I just kind of improvising it, so I got nothing going on right now.
All right. We're going to take a song break. When we return, we'll have Mabel Hare, Mark Caliber, and possibly more when we return. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at at the scene of the attack. She had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
There's no such thing as Santa,
but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Merry Christmas. Dreaming of a three corner, just like the ones baby doll used to work. With it being like a whistling and yawn, be within to hear baby doll running by. Come on home. I've been dreaming of a three corner with every Christmas pimp left but we. May your hope be for whiskey and tie. And may all your hopes be covered in white.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Blaze McCoy, the Steel City Superman, the lunatic hick from the sticks, and well, what do we have here? Well, you're tuned into Blaze Radio, that's B-L-A-I-S-E-D, mixing old school and new school in pro wrestling and gaming. It's AI controlled with furious, unadulterated commentary, kid. It's live, interactive, imaginary internet wrestling for your entertainment. It's all original characters, most of whom are in the chat in character. So sit back, relax, and let the AI take you for a ride with the gladiators of the Combat Kingdom on Leaning Towards Death Wrestling right here on the Blaze Radio Network as part of the Digital Wrestling Syndicate here on YouTube. Oh, but prepare yourself for some wit, wordplay, and wisecracks, idioms, idiots, and innuendo. Add a side of sarcasm. And this is LTD. I'm the Blaze, and he's the radio, Radio Rex Rapalski. So keep it real and get reeled in, hook, line, and sinker. Stay tuned. Somebody's about to get blazed.
And we're back. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. I'm sorry, at the RAWF Radio Network. I knew I was going to do that once or twice. El Vagant, you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. After you say something for several years, it's hard to get out of your system. So I'll probably say it more again. But anyway,
I got to tell you, you know, that song may have reminded me. I kind of miss when we got visited by Dusty Hose. Like, I kind of miss him.
Yeah, I do miss Dusty Hose and his alter ego.
All his stories
as well.
About Golden Slowly.
Yes, I agree. The American wet dweeb, Dusty Hose, ladies and gentlemen.
The wet dweeb.
All right. Excuse me. All right, next up, well, first of all, let's talk a little about, I mentioned we were going to talk about Joe Boo, who just recently returned after a two-year hiatus. He was missing in action, if you will, and when he came back, he couldn't remember. He thought he was still in 2018, I think, because he couldn't remember anything that happened. The last thing he remembered was facing somebody off in 2 years ago. He's been kind of taken under the wing of the good man. He's now Claymore's disciple, if you will. Apparently, Claymore decided.
Talking out of that because that's really a bad plan.
I agree with you, but you know it's a little too late for that, unfortunately. Looks
Did he
like
sell him his bowl or something. I mean, he could just walk away.
I don't know. It's bad enough. Yeah, I agree with you. I might try to talk to Joe Lou about that because that really is not the best of ideas.
Seems like a horrible idea.
That is where it stands right now with Joe Boo here in RAWF. He actually, tomorrow on Superstars, drew Undertaker. He'll be taking on The Undertaker tomorrow on Superstars, will Joe Boo. So, at any rate, let's see here. All right. Well, it's about to get crazy up in here, El Vacant, because guess who's here?
You said crazy? I'm going to go with Draven.
Bang! Long! Song for everybody!
It's not Christmas without a little Draven Blackbird, ladies and gentlemen. Draven, good evening, sir.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, Draven. Elvis, fine. How are you doing? How are you, sir?
I am drunk as hell.
Okay. Awesome.
So if your car has a dent, I'm sorry. I didn't have a car.
Did you have a straight jacket?
It was, yes. I drove with my feet.
Yeah, that would work. I've seen you do that. You can actually do that.
I brought, hey, look, I brought you tacos.
What, no pudding? No figgy pudding?
Nah, it's Christmas. You gotta have tacos.
Are you going to bring tacos to Paragon when you wrestle with him tomorrow on Super
Bowl? Nah, I think I'm going to take a couple candy canes from Judgment and put them in the ring and give them something to sit on. You know,
okay.
The old Welcome Back Carter, some on it. You know?
That's,
I know, you
that's
know. Dating. You know.
I know, and that's dating myself and you. But, yeah, I... Wait a minute. Wouldn't Sit On in Happy Days?
Maybe. Good. You just showed your age.
I don't remember Welcome Back Cotter being Sit On It. I think it was Happy Days.
It was Happy Days. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Apparently I was. I kind of wish I hadn't. But at any rate.
Here, tell him to take some tacos, too.
So, you're happy to have Paragon as an opponent tomorrow. You heard what he had to say. Anything to respond to Paragon?
Well, he could try to kick my ass, but I don't have an ass anymore. I got shit on.
You don't have an ass anymore?
No, you know how it is when you have a woman around. They chew your ass off all the time, and then you lose your ass, and then you have no ass.
Sure.
You know, it goes straight to thigh to back, you know, because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, that inflatable butt cheek thing underwear you have to wear.
Elvick, any questions for Draven?
All about it.
Oh, I do. Draven, are you going to apologize? All these years you've been claiming he has a wig, and we have incontrovertible proof that it wasn't a wig now. If he takes off the hat, you'll see.
No, you know,
I apologize that it's not a wig. I apologize that it's not a wig because it isn't a wig. It really isn't.
I know it isn't.
He smashed the shit out of one of those. He smashed the shit out of an albino monkey and then put it on his head.
No.
That's what Sasha said.
Well, right. Like you would listen to anything Sasha said. You and Sasha go way back. Right. I think the better chance that you and Sasha did something.
Okay, that's what Firefly said. That's what...
Who's Firefly?
I don't know.
Firefly was
I'm
a really great show that got canceled well before its time. You
Nathan
can't take this
is shit. Oh, did you get your fruit basket?
I thought you, yeah, when you showed up.
Yeah. Did you get your fruit basket though, Ellie? Did you love how all the oranges had faces on them?
Yeah, I particularly love this one of Donald Trump. How'd you do that?
I took some of the hair I found in your bathroom.
So how was your Halloween,
better than what
Draven? It's your favorite time of year, and we didn't get. You were busy off doing your thing. How was your Halloween?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! And I got an award. And I got this award for what? For like, okay. You ready? I got an award for the most blood dripped while acting. You want to know why? I went to go scare somebody. And when I was running after them, my head got bashed into a metal pole, and I gashed my head, got 14 stitches, and I still acted the rest of the night.
I got nothing for that.
Holy shit.
Anything?
Don't look at me. What am I going to say? I don't know.
I got.
So Vacant knows what I'm talking about. He's been in wrestling messages like that.
No pictures, no video, no proof.
I love you.
All right. Well, Draven, thank you for joining us this evening. If there's anything else you'd like to say, say it now or forever hold your pudding.
Boobies.
Classic.
I'm a fan.
Who doesn't like them? I mean, come on. Let's be honest here. Everybody loves boobies, even when...
Even Judge, and he's gay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see? So, everybody out in the chat, just remember, boobies.
All right. Thank you, Draven. That was Draven Blackbird, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, it's not Christmas without a little Draven Blackbird. But speaking of boobies, wait, I shouldn't say, oh, God. I'm still going to pay for that one.
You are.
Gentlemen, the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion, the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Boss Man.
Oh,
good evening, Vacant. I missed you last week.
Same here. Hold on, wait. I can open this up now that someone has warmed up the room. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Here, come here. Come and cuddle the cold man. Come here.
Thank you. It's fucking freezing here.
It's not that cold. I don't think it's that cold.
Guy walks around with a toque and forgets to turn on the heat. He's all comfy and warm.
Yeah, not all of us have hats on, boss man. But since you brought it up, you can look with your eyes, just not with your hands.
Wait, are you talking to me or him? Clearly him.
Well, Maeve, we do not know as of yet who you will be facing, defending your Midnight Hobo Championship against at Jingle Hell Rock. One second. Because that match between Papa Shaker and Claymore is still ongoing, but we can at least find out who you're facing tomorrow on Superstars and Target Center in Minneapolis. So you ready? You want to spin the wheelie thingy?
My hands are cold, but let me warm up my hands first.
All right.
Here we go.
Cold.
I told you it's fucking freezing. All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
Ready.
All right. Well, that Merry Christmas for Brandy M. Draw.
Oh Lord!
Oh,
why is he like this time of year? Isn't this the time of year where you're supposed to have like good feelings and warm fuzzies or whatever? Why is he like this? All right, what'd you do?
What I do, You spinning the wheel.
It's
at least at a familiar opponent in Eva.
Oh. Corey, you had me scared. I was like, oh. In the grand scheme of things, it'll be a good match. It might not be an easy match, but it'll be a good match. So I don't mind seeing the last. I've gotten to know her a little better, and she's not as spooky as I thought she were. I mean, she's still awful feckin' weird, but, I mean, have you seen some of the characters you got walking around here?
I mean, yeah. I mean, still, I thought, okay, well, good. I'm glad you're looking forward to your match tomorrow.
And Domino, I mean, there's only so much I can do. Like, I took my parka off out of respect for, you know, the show. And I mean, they don't go nowhere. Like, I can't. The Draven lad was talking about don't forget boobies. I'm like, I can't. They're right here. They don't go nowhere. Like, trust me, sometimes I wish I could, like, baggage check them because, you know, I get back problems. I'm sorry, Bossman. What were you saying?
I don't know. What were you – never mind. All righty, then. Well,
I mean, you try hauling around – never mind.
Sure. Come here. I'll hold him.
I can't just walk around and have you carry him for me, lad.
Why not? I have long arms. I'm taller than you. I won't even, like, you won't even get in my vision, though. It'd be fine.
I'd have to have stilts to get in your vision, lad.
That's true.
Okay. Well, with that being said, Maeve, you are going to be one of the 16 participants in the Candy Cane on a Pole Invitational Battle Royal.
I think I were taken with drink when I agreed to that.
You signed up for it. You did volunteer.
I did, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, and then I remembered that it's for something that judges.
So many things start with that sentence.
It's the story of my life. Someday when I write my biography, it's going to be the subtitle. It seemed like a good idea at the time, the Maeve O'Hare story. I don't really remember what happened after I drank it.
Chapter one.
No, you gotta save that for, like, the mid-series Rise in Action. That's got to be, like, chapter three or four.
Okay, what about this for chapter one?
You do it again, I'm throwing the lad at you.
Nah.
No,
I'm still curious which lad you meant. Like, did you just randomly grab some guy and throw it at him?
The only lad that was really around when I were young were my dad, and I'm certainly not throwing him around. I mean, first, I was much too small to do so, and now that I'm strong enough, I know better.
All right. Apparently, you have a huge fan. I think we know this, but he really wants to say hi to you. Do you mind if I bring Draven on to say hi to you, Maeve?
No, of course not. I still have to talk to him about these pudding cup things that he was telling me about last time I talked to him.
Well, here he is. Draven's back.
Good evening.
So, how are you, boobs? I mean, hi.
Hi. How are you keeping, lad?
I'm happier now.
Well, that's good to hear. It might have something to do with all the drinking you've been doing. You know, a little cheer in a bottle. Never
maybe.
Because he's closer to the boobies.
Well, I mean, you know, as we established, everyone likes...
You took the part.
Everyone likes those, so, you know.
You happy now, Draven? You can go. You're
happy
now?
I'm good. I'll go.
All right.
You ought to stop disappearing, lad. It's always nice to see you.
Yeah. Agreed. There you go. All right. I think Draven would want an autograph picture. I'm not sure. All right. Well, Maeve, you're going to be a part of that battle royal. Could possibly win 500 WrestleBucks, an additional 100 if you eliminate Judgment. Is that a particular he doesn't seem to think it makes him a huge target, but I think it does. What do you think?
I mean, you know, 100 WrestleBucks is nothing to sneeze at. So I certainly won't say no if it comes my way, but, I mean, it'll probably just end up getting put toward, like, the St. Bridget's tourney next spring. So I won't say no, really. I mean, I wanted more to be a part of REWF history because, I mean, you know, the candy cane on the pole is a time-honored tradition in which Judgy makes a fool of himself, as per usual. But, you know, a battle royal, that's something new. So I think really, other than just being taken with drink, I think that was probably my main motivation, is wanting to be part of something new and exciting here in my home company.
All right. Well, good luck to you in that battle royal. Good luck against Eva tomorrow. And again, we do not know who, if it'll be Papa Shaker or Claymore. And we discussed who you preferred and what you thought of your two potential opponents last week, unless you had something to add to that.
Not to add, just as a reminder, I did promise Papa Shaker that it would be in his best interest not only to win so that he can face me at the pay-per-view, but also if he brought me a certain item from that match, I would be ever so grateful. So I'd just like to remind him of our little side bet there.
All right. Well, I'm sure he's listening, and I'm sure that is motivation for him. As I'm sure you're aware, I'm rooting highly for Papa Shaker in there. So,
I mean, funny enough, so am I, but it's more because of the company Clay keeps. I did have a question for you, Boss Man, considering the logistics for next week.
Wait a minute. Did I remember to cancel that rule about questions? Damn it.
Yes.
You did. You're good.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Well, fine. No, fine. You can go feck yourself if you don't want to answer my question. It was a question for the good of the company. But
okay. All right. I was only kidding. Go ahead.
For next week, we are having an after hours and a pay-per-view show, correct?
Correct.
Would you like your present at after hours or at the pay-per-view?
Well, that's an interesting question, because the after hours will be on Christmas night. So, after hours.
Yeah, Dad. We're having a show on Christmas night, huh?
Yeah. I figured by 10 p.m. on Christmas night, everybody's done. Don't you think? With their opening of presents and eating and...
A lot of people travel, I'm just saying.
Well, if they can't be here, it's quite understandable.
I think that's vacant, subtle way of saying he ain't making the show, Boss Man.
Well, I did just tell him I was going to be with Abuela. Like,
that's true.
I'll tell you what, Boss Man, if Vacant Live can't make it, I'll be your co-host.
Well, maybe I might be able to remote it. I might be able to remote call in.
But then you're going to have all of the llamas or goats or whatever it is in the background making noise. It'll be festive. It'll be like coming to us live from the stable.
Look, I'm going to be in Elfie's. I might be in the stables.
Are you gonna bring us some of your abuela's famous cooking when you come back for the pay-per-view?
No, I'm going to eat it.
Selfish.
Okay, maybe I'll bring you some. You have to give me a list of things you want. Because I'm sure if I told her you asked for them directly, she would make you your own.
If I give you a list of things I want, I don't think you're going to want to show that list to your abuela.
Okay, look. So first make that list, and then we'll talk. And then make the list of things you would like my abuela to make you, and give me that on a separate piece of paper.
I can do that.
It would be hilarious if it got those two mixed up. I'm just saying.
For anyone but me.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if I'm not
my
going anywhere near
probably
there,
like, oh, that's nice.
So
go marry her. Get
Gina.
Me some grandbabies. I've met my abuela.
That's
okay. You two need some mistletoe or something. I mean,
Ow. You got them?
No.
I tried.
Oh, my word.
Maybe I'll bring mistletoe to the studio next week.
Oh boy!
You
all
mean
right.
Week? I said I probably won't be here. Okay, I see how this is.
As if you ever need mistletoe to try to steal a kiss from me.
That's fair.
All right. So this
Thank
show
you for
is
putting
gone.
Up with us, boss man.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who might just be tuning in, yes, the show is about a wrestling company.
What?
Anyway.
We're talking about something that will lead to some wrestling.
Uh-uh.
No.
No. No. No. No.
Maeve.
All right. Well, Maeve.
No, we're so bad we turned him Jewish. What the? Mazel tov.
Well, now I feel bad I didn't get him a Hanukkah gift.
Right? Wait, I probably have some candles around here somewhere.
Quit. Okay. All right. Thank you, Maeve, for joining us.
Get out of here so that you can finish your show in peace, boss man.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is your Midnight Hobo Champion. She is Maeve O'Hare. Oh, my gosh. El Vacant.
See?
I think you really think you ought to make that bakery run. You need to cool off.
No. Mm-mm. No, not going anywhere. Mm. Oh, wait. Hold on. Where's my phone? That's what the nephews are for. I can send them.
You do that.
The problem
you have fun
shipping
with
it. Up the wheel by now.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Enigma, the Crow. He is.
Well, I see you walking down a dead-end street like a black cat following a limousine. A brand new problem every time we meet, but the same old reason that the grass ain't green. So self-entitled and your talk is cheap. Leave a path of destruction every time you speak. You burn your bridges, but I just won't leave, cause I can't help caring about a friend in need. You drag me down to a hole so deep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Caliber joining us on After Hours. Good evening, Mark. Mark?
Good evening. So, Enigma. Huh.
Enigma.
That's the first time I've ever been called that.
Well, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. With that being said, Mark, how are you and what are your plans for the holiday?
Well, no doubt I do have a bit of a busy thing going on, like, getting some stuff ready for Commonwealth's, holiday pay-per-view called Holiday Bash. I did put out a poll for my company, saying, well, to see if they, which day they would prefer for the pay-per-view to be on. Would it be rather on Christmas Day or the day after? And it was actually a really, really close one. But the majority picked the 26th. So that's exactly where I'm putting Holiday Bash for this year.
Ah, the same day as Jingle Hell Rock. So it's a popular day for pay-per-views. But
apparently, yes. Especially for Boxing Day.
You've got Holiday Bash. I got Jingle Hell Rock. And yes, Boxing Day. Should be a big nay in Unstoppable all around. But what are your plans for Jingle Hell Rock? Have you gotten anybody in your sights? Anybody you've been thinking about fighting? You've kind of run the gamut of all your family and gotten that out of the way. Is Dr. Fishbach, has he been bothering you? What's going on with that situation?
Tell you the truth, man, haven't really heard anything from him in a while. I guess I guess I dropped him on his head too hard. But let me ask you this. If anybody dropped you on your own head, would you want to see them again?
Good point.
Yeah, so I don't think you'll be seeing him for a while.
Draven says, yes. Yes, I would. Okay, well. With that being said, I suppose, would you like to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow on Superstars?
Sure, feel free.
You will be facing a man conspicuous by his absence. Conspicuous? Is that how it was? Whatever it is.
Conspicuous.
He's not here tonight, and that's unusual there. And that is Judgment. That will be your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Judgment.
Oh. All right, then.
All right, then. Okay.
Hold on. Thinking. Yeah, but he and I do have a bit of a history. There was a time where I defeated just about every single member in Teflon Sheik's old stable except for Judgment. So there's that. We have fought off against each other a couple of times, just not very often. Certainly is a mastermind, without a doubt. He knows how to get into your head. Kind of like what's been happening to me lately. But it's going to be a good fight. That's all I got to say. It's going to be a good fight.
All right. Well, good luck to you against Judgment. Anything else you want to discuss, Mark, before we moved on?
Yeah, a couple of things. Well, maybe a few. I don't know if you noticed, but I got my Christmas clothing on. I decided not to wear the beard this year because, number one, I think it might scare the bejeebus out of Paragon, and number two, I do not want the beard to get into my mouth. And also, I'm setting up some stuff for Commonwealth's End of the Year Awards, which will be revealed around the end of the year. And also, the Crown of Commonwealth tournament will begin sometime around there as well. I'll have to double check because I'm not sure if you signed up for it. I'm not sure. I'll have to double check.
All right. Well, Mark, good luck to you tomorrow on Superstars. And we will look forward to Holiday Bash? At Uncommonwealth Wrestling on the same day as Jingle Hell Rock. Should be a great day and unstoppable.
Yeah, it should be. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mark, and Merry Christmas to all of you all listening to this program and everyone in RAWF. All right. So, that being said, I have officially spun the wheel for everybody now at this point. Here are some of the matchups for tomorrow's Superstars. There are some interesting ones. Claymore to take on Sarge Denzel. We mentioned Blake Bradley to take the new Blake Bradley. Elvacant, what do you know about Blake Bradley? Because he just recently signed with RAWF for the first time. He's been unstoppable a long time, but this is his first run in RAWF.
I don't know much about him other than he's got a loud mouth. Like, Because in that scene you were talking about earlier, the glitchy thing that the Jobu guy was talking about, he was out there saying that all the good companies closed years ago, blah, 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 blah. Like, and I'm sitting there going, you just joined the best company this world has ever seen, and you're going to say that? Neophyte, get lost.
Well, he takes on Mithras in his first superstar. Well, actually, let's give you a second, but that should be a interesting matchup. DW, she's in the chat. I know. Uber, she will take on Uber Vegan TPO. Starlight, you have BD2. This one ought to be a good one. Simply the Best taking on Wildfire. Hobo Ezekiel. Who does Hobo got tomorrow? He takes on Knox Boogie. Let's see here. Papa Shaker, well, he's here, but he's defending the Superstar title, as he knows, against Marcus Conan. And let's see. Chris Cage, the unsettled one. He is slated to take on Wooga Booga. It will be his opponent tomorrow. And, of course, like I said, I always say everyone will get a rankings match tomorrow on Superstars. So, some great matchups tomorrow here in Minneapolis. Should be a lot of fun. And hopefully, El Vacant, you won't freeze to death.
I'm doing my best.
I think it's supposed to be a little warmer tomorrow, actually, in Minneapolis. So you'll probably be all right.
It'd be hard for it to get colder. My God.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about the glitchies every year. I didn't think there were going to be glitchies this year, but I'm glad there are. Categories for you to vote for in that scene. You have Best Male Wrestler.
Obviously
Best
me.
Best Female Wrestler. Best tag team, best tag team, best company, best GM, best owner, best company event, best couple, best stable, and best artist.
Where's best radio host? What happened to best radio host?
We were the only radio show on. And so, I mean.
Look, it's the only way I'm going to get one. Shush.
Besides, you're not technically host, you're co-host.
So, co-host, the word didn't that.
Wait a minute. If that's the case, that means you and me are the only nominees. No, I'm not. Let's not even get that started. Okay. But at any rate, folks, get into the scene. If Joe Boo would be kind enough to share it one more time, and vote for those 10 categories on who you think is the best of each one. All right. I voted, I think, yesterday, so. All right. Yes, Draven, you win best radio host. We'll go with that. Thank you, Joe Boo. All right. So, goodness, time. It's almost time. Let's do promos then, our time when we promote what we want to promote. Unless, wait, did I see somebody pop in? Oh, let's check. There's only one way to find out. Play his music and see if he's there. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see. He is Captain Christmas. He is Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Did you say Captain Christmas?
He is. Yeah, I mean,
that's amazing.
What's happening, El Vacant? Feliz Navidad to you, El Vacant.
Gracias, senor.
Happy Kwanzaa to you, Amadeus.
Thanks.
And Merry Christmas to the rest of you slackers out there.
So, Judge,
it is
now,
I, Judgment.
Yes, it is you. There's only one. The one and only. So, Judge, I was getting ready to the candy cane on a pole invitational battle royal. It is set in stone. We have our 16 participants, including yourself.
Yes.
So let's go down the list one more time. There's you, of course. The Unsettled Chris Cage.
Of course. Yes.
The Unsettled Claymore. Sarge Denzel. Raven the Enchanted.
Sarge Denzel. Yes, yes.
Raven the Enchanted. The Razor. Dr. Kent. STB. Miss Beauty Fatale. Jobu. Maeve O'Hare. Marcus Conan. Harold the Creep. Tigress. DW. And Hot Cheese. So those are the names of the participants of the Battle Royal. Other than yourself, who do you think would be the favorite to win this Battle Royal?
Other than myself? Well,
I mean, other than yourself. You cannot choose yourself.
Other than myself.
Because you call yourself self.
Okay, if I was to choose, if I was looking on the outside of this and I wasn't involved, I'd say Jobu was going to win it.
Jobu? Why Jobu?
Yeah. Why he guys? He's Jobu is a smart fighter. He's a smart fighter. He knows his game. He knows all this other stuff, and he knows what he's doing. And he's taking time off to.
This guy specializes in a giant aerial maneuver. That those aren't particularly really smart to do in battle royals. No.
See, he does that, but he has a lot of other stuff in his arsenal.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't win a match just by doing that. He has a lot of other stuff in his arsenal that he can pull out, too.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, I'm giving the guy his credit. I mean, you got Claymore who's in there, who's a world champion, who's a former champion. Yeah, and a couple former champions in there. But something about Jobu has I'm looking at him like he's, other than myself, it's going to be me and him in the finals. I'm going to end up throwing him out, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm just throwing you off with this little finals thing. I love how I get to go.
Didn't he just say you can't choose you? And then you chose you.
If it wasn't me. You got to choose me. Come on. It's obvious. He has a chance of winning 500 wrestle battles. And he also has a chance, and one of them, somebody in there has a chance of winning 100, I suppose, whoever thinks they can eliminate me. I mean, someone's obviously not going to do that. But, I mean, it's a chance. And if you put a bounty on my head, that's kind of wicked. You put a bounty on my head.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing, though. Something else, extra motivation for you. If you win the Battle Royal, you get the bounty as well as the prize.
That's a point.
Because if nobody eliminates you, I got to give the 100 wrestle bucks to somebody. I can't give it to El Vacant.
Sure you could.
I know. It comes to me. So why don't we just go ahead and settle this now? Why don't you just go ahead and give me the bunny?
So, I have a question.
Don't worry about it. El Vacant, I'll split it with you.
I just have a rules question. If the person who throws him over the top rope wasn't actually in the match, can they still get the bounty?
No.
No, I say just go ahead and give me the money now. Let's call the magic gun. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I'm already 69-0 in this match. I mean, come on,
Judge,
any more.
Judge, how many times a year do you wrestle this match?
I wrestle this match once a year.
Once a year, and you're 69-0. Are you telling me you're 70 years old?
I'm Judgment. I'm old. I'm a real like Host of Spicy's age. Judgment's old. But see, I'm a vampire, so I'm actually I have a nice little complexion.
Yeah, but you only became a vampire like 5 years ago.
But I'm not as old as I look. Because I'm undefeated. I mean, it takes a lot to be an 80-0. I mean, come on, you got 80-0. Come on.
Did he just
really
win 11 matches? Did I just fall
world
asleep and he won 11 candy cane on a pole matches in the last 2 seconds? I, okay. Never
mind. This is going to go down in history. This is going to go down in history. I mean, we're in the main event. We're headlining this Jingle Hell Rocks. This is going to be it. This is what everybody's. This is the match everybody's waiting for the year. For the year, every year they look forward to this match. And this year we're doing something a lot different, a lot better. We have a lot more competitors, and it's going to be fun to see what happens.
It's definitely going to be a challenge for you, Judge. And think of the bragging rights you'll have if you do indeed win this. I mean, we will never hear the end of it if you win this Candy Cane on Battle Royal. Will we,
Elway? Well, yeah, you'll hear the end of it.
So, that being said, Judge, tomorrow your opponent on Superstar spoke a little earlier on the show. Wait, you weren't here. You have no idea who you're facing tomorrow, do you?
No, I don't have no idea who I'm facing tomorrow. So why don't you entice me at who I'm supposed to be facing tomorrow?
Mark Caliber.
Excuse me? Does he still wrestle?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought he... I thought we boxed him up and shipped him off to Jerry's Kids.
No, we did not. So...
Can we?
Good luck. No. No.
I know who Mark Caliber is. Mark Caliber. Yeah, I remember who he is now. The little guy that he's Viagra.
Not anywho. Judge, anything?
He needs helping all around. He needs to get a good buffle, a good fluffing. So maybe we can find, maybe I can hire somebody to fluff him. See, is Sergeant Denzel out there anywhere?
No.
There he is, a light touch.
At any rate, thank you, Judge. Well, let's start a promotion segment of the show and call it a night. Judge, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys do the promotion tonight. But thank you again, and Feliz Navidad, Happy Kwanzaa, and Merry freaking Christmas to everyone. And may you come all over the place this year.
All right. Thank you, Judge. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to promote hot beverages, parkas, wool leggings, and having an understanding of how seasons work in this hemisphere.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. Paragon, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Keep an eye out on the feed. I have officially finished the very first run of the Elimination Chamber game that I have created. I'm waiting for a few testimonials from the players who ran this game with me to see what they thought, and then I'm going to do an official rundown of the very first game and complete with some reviews from some of the people who actually played the game to see if anybody else would be interested in that being a thing in the future.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Mark, what would you like to promote tonight?
Well, first of all, something tells me Judgment knew that I was right behind him.
When has that ever stopped him?
I thought that was leftover cheese from earlier from the party from last week.
Speaking of promotions, I would like to once again promote our match, Chessman. I hope you're ready tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Elvega, any
promote,
promotion?
I want to promote before Elvega promotes.
All right.
Mark, I stay ready. I got a fleet intimate in my locker room so you can use it to make sure you're ready. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Judge.
I'm kind of... Yeah, like, go ahead.
Al Reagan.
Yes, this is a sponsored promotion. Goes out to one very specific individual. They'll know who they are. Particle Man. Particle Man does the things a particle can.
What's he like? It's not important. Particle Man.
Okay.
He knows who it's for.
Draven, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Viagra and boobies.
I support this.
Thank you, Draven.
Oh, wait. One more thing. Beautiful. Okay, I'm done.
Hola?
Not you. He was talking to Maeve.
Sorry. You understand the confusion.
Last but not least, the immortal Griffith.
I feel like I should just sing Particle Man, actually. That was pretty good. Let's see. What do I have to promote? I really don't have a lot to promote this week other than... here's what I'll promote. I don't usually have a lot to say here. And, I mean, strangely, he's put himself under the tutelage of one of the most useless pieces of shit this company has ever seen. But besides that, I'm going to promote Jobu for doing the proper and right thing when someone called him out. He, without hesitation, without quibbling, without equivocation, accepted said challenge. This is what warriors do. This is what champions do. So congratulations, Jobu, for setting an example for those in the RAWF without the spine to do likewise.
All right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back here Christmas night for RAWF After Hours. So y'all enjoy, have a safe and happy Merry Christmas, please, everybody. Stay safe and enjoy the holiday season. We will be here Christmas night to wrap it up for you. And then, of course, the next night in Denver for Jingle Hell Rock, which, by the way, El Vacant at Jingle Hell Rock, we will be announcing the final year-end rankings overall for 2021. So something to look forward to there. And with that being said, I'm going to take us out with a couple of songs. Anything to say? Any last words, El Vacant?
Hasta la bye-bye.
And Feliz Navidad.
See? Oh, I love this one.
Oh, hi. Judgment J. Esquire here. New from the makers of Spermicide of Greatness, we like to honor the legendary Candy Cane on the Pole.
Ho, ho, ho.
For the past 16 years, you have brought the main event to Jingle Hell Rocks. Now, is he going to be gone? Who will be the headliner? The Immortal One? Someone named Iceman? The deep voice dragon? A bot? Some Irish lady? Maybe the feline? Or maybe, just maybe, a blast from the past will return, like the lady named Vex. But whoever steps up and takes the headlining position needs to remember one thing. You must have high blood pressure. And it wouldn't hurt if you was on the verge of a stroke. So get them halls decked out, them trees trimmed, the stockings hung. And where's that Santa? I need him to come finish beating up Paragon and Redneck once again. Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Coming soon. Merry Christmas.
Come baby doll, here come baby doll, twirling wig again. She done the twigs with all them joints, they're coming well again. She don't mess with underwear, she's all tied to keep her shit tight. Don't sit and moan while she strokes that bone, call baby doll come tonight. Here come baby doll, here come baby doll, twirling leg again. Moolah and the young and all them weak men come have us and our blowies again. So build a wing and baby doll this wing and there's white to fall above the walls. So call dirty hoes and pay me for the blows, cause baby don't come tonight. Here come baby doll, here come baby doll, throwing weight again. Oh, damn, John's got the tax, he's loading on baby doll once again. Here goes John's got all that money, oh, what a beautiful sound. So jump in bed and uncover your hands, cause baby doll comes tonight. Here come baby doll, here come baby doll, throwing weight again. She'll come around when the price is all right, cause it's Christmas time again. Baby doll will come through all if we just say upward. So let's give thanks to the pimp up, cause baby doll comes tonight.